Okay, we're going to call the Personnel Committee meeting to order. I don't have any special reports for tonight to go over. We don't have any old business before the Personnel Committee, so we're just going to go ahead and hop right into the new business. The only thing that we've got on our agenda is an item that I placed on there, and it's just for tonight. I just want a high-level discussion. I don't have anything formal. I don't have any ordinances, proposed ordinances or policies. But I wanted to put an idea out before the Personnel Committee and our other justices here to get feedback on it. Looking at creating classifications and pay bands for our county employees. And just first off, I just want to make it clear, just because personnel, for some reason, oftentimes turns personal. And this discussion is not about cutting positions. It's not about cutting pay. Has nothing to do with any of that. I just want to make that very clear right off the start. What we're looking at, or the idea that I'm throwing out there, is creating a transparent framework and structure around county employee classifications and pay bands. I think this would do several things. I think it would help our employees just to be able to see pay bands, structures, and how they are, just so the expectations are clear, they're right there. I think it would help our managers and our elected officials to manage their personnel, because once again, we'd have a clear, visible structure on and framework of here's our level of employees, here's what they are. And I think it would help the quorum court manage personnel, which is one of the largest county expenditures we have. Our county government is, it's good size, a big part of that, and a big part of the funding goes to personnel. So it's a large item that the QC has to continually tackle. And I think it does a couple things with that. In the sake of transparency, and I think we've had a lot of initiatives before the quorum court, I think it helps make personnel and the personnel process more transparent. I think it would help us manage costs long term. And I think initially, if we went down this road and started researching and looking at it, and tonight's just a discussion point and an idea, but hopefully within that framework of what we created. So let's just throw out an example. Let's say if we had John Doe working at the county, and John Doe was a clerk one, and we had several different levels of classifications there, maybe from clerk one, two, three, four, and five being the highest level, then he would understand that this is the pay band he's in. These are the roles and responsibilities, qualifications for those things. And to move up within that structure, he would have to do these other things to get the other levels. So that's just kind of the general idea that I'm looking at, and I wanted to get it out there before the justices. I think the majority of our employees would fall probably right off the bat. 80 to 90% of those would hopefully fall within that classification and framework. I'm sure there would be some outliers, whether it be pay, longevity, some of those sort of things, but I think most of those would probably be addressed through attrition at some point as personnel leave and change. And then whoever was hired or brought into those positions would fall within that framework. I know there are several other counties using this. I think Saline, Sebastian, Craighead, and I haven't done research looking at those frameworks or what they're doing, because frankly, I didn't want to put a ton of work or effort into this and then throw it out there before the justices and nobody wants to pursue that. But really, I think those pay band levels, and this is something that we would discuss, we would work through a local policy ordinance addressing in the personnel manual. But I think initially, right off the bat, we probably have three levels is what I'm thinking. We would create one for chief deputies, just because those roles are so unique. They're the right hand of the elected official, and I think they probably warrant their own pay bands and classifications. I think the next level would be a department head slash manager type level. We would look at those, and there'd be some ways to define those. And after speaking with some of the elected officials and just looking at some of our county structure, I think there's probably already in place the employees that would fall within that framework, within those departments. They would fall under a department head manager, and then just our normal employees. So that's kind of the initial structure that I was thinking and that I would like to pursue looking at. And I think just what the other counties have in place, I think that would give us some ideas for a foundation or framework that we could look at. I think they would probably, if they've already got it in place, they've probably already captured a lot of the personnel. I think most of that would probably be applicable here. So that's kind of my idea. I wanted to throw it out before the committee to see if this is something that we want to continue down this path to research and pursue. Ideally, I think our timeline would be looking at trying to have this in place by the fall budget cycle so we could roll into the budget cycle with our new framework and classifications. I'm kind of thinking if we do go down this path, it'd basically be three-pronged right now, just the research, getting the discussion out there. If we want to move forward, looking at what the other structures that are already out there in the counties, then begin to document that structure and tailor it for Faulkner County, and eventually we approve that and get it in place. I do think it's ambitious, probably a little aggressive, but I think it's personally something I would like to look at pursuing, and if the interest is there from the Corps and court, it's something that I would like to go down that path and research and pursue. So at that point, that's at a very high level. Those are kind of some of the things that I've been looking at, getting it out there for that, and I'll open it up to the committee for comments, questions, anything else.
Mr. Chair, I think it would be an enormous undertaking, and I'm not closed-minded, and I would never say that I'm against it, but I would definitely lean on our elected officials and get their input first and foremost before I could see how this could be feasible. I hate to sound like a politician, but I can make a good argument either way.
Sure thing, yeah. And so I have started doing that. That's before I brought the idea to the court. I've started circling with some of our department head elected officials. I haven't got to all of them yet, but so far every single one of them that I've talked to have been in favor of beginning this process, looking at it, researching it. Everybody was supportive of the idea. So thus far it's been nothing but positive feedback to begin that path. And to be honest with you, we could go down this road, look at it, and it's just more than we want to bite off. It might not be feasible at this time, but that's why I would hope, if we're looking at this and we go down this road, if there's other counties that have implemented classifications and structures and that, I would hope to, steal's a strong word, but I hope we could borrow a lot of what they've already done and just plug and play with ours into that, because some of them, I'm sure there's perfect overlap. Other positions, some of the pay bands, we would probably have to tailor and work for Faulkner County specific to our needs.
I would just say if elected officials afford on that, I would lean that way. They obviously know more than we do about their offices. But I mean, I'm all for looking at something that would possibly benefit the county and its employees, for sure.
Thank you, Justice.
I like the idea. I think it'll take a lot of the legwork and stuff off of us and the elected officials in later part of the year when we start doing the budgeting process and everything too. It'll all be automatic and codified and in the policy. You know, I think it'd be huge. Would this similar positions across departments and across elected officials' offices, would we be able to like group those into one level, like you're talking about a clerk one for the assessor's office and for the collector's office and all those things, so that they're all paid at the same rate for the same level? I don't know that this would happen, but I just see people jumping ship to get to a higher level or getting bitter because their position they thought was equivalent to another office's and didn't pay as well.
Right. I think my answer to that will probably be a good political answer. It depends. But I think as much as possible, and I do think there is a lot of overlap that would go between some of the offices, I would want as much commonality as possible to make it as simple as possible. So I think there would be a lot of that, but I also think there's some of them, depending by state law, you know, if they're a certain grade or they have to go this amount of I think we would have to differentiate that within that, but I think for a lot of them it would probably be common. Anything else, Justice Allison? Okay.
I got the good one. I was just trying to think of any company in the private sector I've ever been involved with that didn't have classifications and pay bands like that. So I think it would be a good idea to see if we can make it fit. I think it's a good idea. So I would be in favor of pursuing that.
Very good. Thank you, Justice String. Any other comments from the committee?
A lot of concerns. Seems like that we get to every year in the budget cycle and the raise request cycle is one elected official will come and maybe another one won't. And then some employees feel slighted and all. And so those annual raises were spread across the board and across departments for cost of living or whatever, that would avoid a lot of the need for those and maybe take some pressure off our elected officials also.
I agree with you. I think right now, I think the work that the Quorum Court has put in over the last couple of years raising county employee pay, I think this would be a good time if we were ever going to look at implementing it. I think we're where we want to be. We worked really hard the last couple of years to get that pay up, to be competitive within the other Class 6 counties. And I think if there was ever a time to look at it and do it, I think it's now. I think it would simplify the process for that because, you know, if everybody's about where they need to be on pay, then hopefully it would be, I don't want to dare say it would be as simple as looking at giving, you know, COLA type raises, but if everybody's where they need to be within those pay bands, I think it would simplify it where we could just look and say, okay, well, here's the amount of money we have. Let's look at the amount of raise that we want to give everybody. So I agree with your comments.
There's several elected officials here tonight. Would you give them a chance to speak to this if they wanted to?
I will, sure. Okay, I'll open it up to any of the JPs in the audience. Any comments, questions? Okay, silence is golden. Any of the elected officials, I know several of the committee members have expressed y'all's thoughts on the idea, so feel free.
Mr. Chairman, Alan Dodson, County Judge.
Yes, sir.
And I would say, I would echo what Justice Schock said in that, it's going to be an enormous undertaking. It's probably too early to say, we like the end result or no, we don't. But I've spoken with several elected executives, and I think they're all willing to put in the work. I think that's probably because they saw how flexible you were. I think they should probably normally be apprehensive with such a large undertaking. Of course, they care about their employees and how they'll go about hiring new employees and so forth. But I like what Justice Strange said. I don't know of any sizable firm or unit of government that doesn't have it, at least in some fashion. So it may not be perfect up front. It may take a whole lot of patience to do, but it's like I think you said earlier, if we encounter problems, we can always back away from it as a county. You guys could as a Quorum Court. So, anyway, that's where I'm at. I'll be glad to answer any questions if you have any.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Judge Dodson.
My budget, now that y'all have worked so hard to get us up with the other Class 6 as well as the other county offices, I feel like mine's kind of structured that way now. I think we have 19 people, so mine's one of the more sizable, but I think in about 5 minutes I can tell you which employees I think fit in which category. And they're pretty much where they need to be now. So I feel like y'all have gotten us there, like you said, to where I feel like we can almost get COLAs and only do just a small bit of and us be good.
Thank you. Any others?
Justice Kendrick, I believe that Chad and I have spoke about this as well as you and I have as well. And I'm all ears for sure to listen. I think it's a good system and an opportunity. The things that's in the back of my mind thinking is, well, we just got to a competitive, this is what we're talking about. We've just got to a competitive salary to where it was attractive, but we're at the very bottom of it. Very bottom of it. But it's very, it's attractive for a deputy or another officer to come to look at us, to come to work for us. And so to be able to negotiate that in the hiring process and have that competitive. We've got deputies that's been here, just got through training, they've been here for a year, making the same amount as a deputy that's been here for 7 years, and who hasn't, and then the next promotion, the next pay raise, outside of COLAs and that thing, would be a supervisory position. And so, but I'm all ears for sure, and would love to see at least some research. maybe give us some ideas of how we could operate this to and maintain that attractiveness to be able to bring deputies into Department County Sheriff's Office.
Yes, sir. Thank you for that, Sheriff. Good points and definitely noted. Okay. Anybody else? Okay, well, based on what I'm hearing here, I think I'm going to move forward with the tasking to start looking into this, start researching. I'll start pulling some data from other counties. We'll plan on having a meeting next month, hopefully get some of that data before the committee and our other court members and electeds, and we'll get to going and looking at it and see what we can do. Okay. Thank you all for that one. Is there any announcements? I do not have any. I will take a motion to adjourn then. We are adjourned. Thanks, everybody.